Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Digi Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, cultural connection and creativity, better online experiences for First Nations people. The Albanese government is supporting better online experiences for First Nation people as new research shows that more young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are turning to technology for cultural expression and engagement. And with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with eSafety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant on the line. We have Julie. Julie, very good morning. How are you?
Great morning to you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Julie?
I'm based in Sydney, but you might have noticed I have an accent.
I was just going to say, you have an accent there, yes.
I do. I was born in Seattle, which was the land of Chief Selk, who was the chief of the Duwamish and Suquamish people. And so Seattle is actually named for the traditional owner of those lands.
Beautiful. Thank you. And acknowledging the people there. Fantastic. And thank you for coming to the program. Yes, we are in the 21st century. We are online in more ways than one. So we're talking about a fantastic platform, cultural connection and creativity, better online experience for First Nations people. So tell us about the research and the findings that you've come across.
Right. Well, we have a survey called Mind the Gap that looks at the broader population in terms of surveying both children and their experiences online and their parents. Mm-hmm. And you won't be surprised that sometimes there's a big digital disconnect. But we really wanted to make sure that we were separating out and understanding the experiences of First Nations children and teenagers.
Yes.
And what we found overall is that they're highly engaged and creative online. Mm-hmm. They're resilient and they're resourceful. But sadly, and we know that the internet has downsides for everyone,
yes.
But Indigenous youth are facing more negativity than other people their age.
So you're talking racism, bullying, and if not, scamming, all the above?
All the above, but the really startling statistic for us was that Indigenous youth are three times more likely to experience hate speech or racism and face a greater risk of exposure to other forms of harmful content online. And that could be things like violent pornography or drug taking or self-harm.
Mm.
And that's an even higher rate than First Nations adults experience in terms of hate speech. And what I think is really important to talk about here is the actual impacts that it has upon young people.
Yes.
We talk about, sticks and stones can break our bones, but names will never hurt us. Well, digital stones can break our bones.
Sure.
And what we heard from young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children is that it impaired and really affected their mental health. It caused reputational damage in their communities, and it led to lower grades at school.
Mm. So with these findings, what's the solution or the Band-Aid solution, if not the medicine for fixing it?
Right. Well, before I even get to the solution, I want to say what some of the positives were.
Please.
Because we see there's so much connection to culture and lands and tradition and community that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people are using the internet for.
Mm.
They're also creating more blogs and their stories. They're accessing news and they're discussing social and political issues. And they're connecting with people from very different backgrounds online. So these are all the positives that we want to harness.
Mm.
Of course, we want to get rid of the negatives. And the other thing that we found is that one in three Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children are regularly using the internet to also find information about their health, their sexual health, their physical health.
Mm.
But they're also much more likely to talk to their parents or their elders when things go online. And this is something we at eSafety want to encourage.
Yes.
We want parents and elders to be starting the chat and overseeing and providing them support.
Mm.
But what we've done overall is we've worked with a number of different Indigenous communities around the country to develop a whole new range of First Nations resources. And we worked with incredible Indigenous artist, Amy Allerton, to really bring a lot of color and vibrancy to that. And so this will help Indigenous young people who are experiencing what goes wrong when things you send your nude online and that's shared without your consent, if you're experiencing online hate, any form of lateral violence, and just really helping them maximize their experiences online and yes. make sure that we're continuing the positives.
Look, it's a powerful tool when we talk about the internet and being online, what have you. But you can talk about some downfalls there as well. And the powerful tools can come around and bite you in so many ways. So it's about the pluses and minuses of this space, of this platform. But it's great that the Albanese government is investing in this space. And great to be yarning with you, Julie, and shed some light on the situation. Thank you.
Absolutely. Can I say one more thing, Trevor, because it's really important. Mm-hmm. We want people to come to esafety.gov.au, not just for the resources, but we're the only country in the world that has a youth-based cyberbullying scheme, an adult serious cyber abuse scheme. So by using esafety.gov.au, if anyone is experiencing cyberbullying and they report it to Snap or Instagram and it doesn't come down, they can come to us, and we've helped thousands of young people get serious bullying content taken down.
Sure, beautiful. The power to do so. Thank you very much. Julie, all the best. We'll keep in touch, and you keep smiling. Take care.
Thanks so much. You too.
Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. That's the Safety Commissioner, Julie Inman-Grant, and talking about the cultural connection, creativity, better online experiences for First Nation people. And hats off to Albanese government in supporting a better online experiences for First Nation people, as new research shows that more Aboriginal and Torres Strait people are turning to technology for cultural expression and engagement. Fantastic. Have your saying yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Can't you understand? We got to have a land. G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
It's Leah from BBM. I hope you guys are all having a deadly and safe Easter long weekend so far. Here are a few simple things you can do to ensure that you are having a safe Easter break. If you begin to feel tired, take some rest. No amount of coffee or energy drink can substitute a 15-minute break. Furthermore, the sugar in these drinks will give you a high, which lasts for a very limited amount of time, causing your body to then have a sugar crash, causing fatigue. This is the same with junk food, so make sure to leave the chocolate until you arrive.
Happy Easter!
From 987 CBM.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, CBM 98.7.
I remember the day. Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, First Nation women gather at National Summit. A new summit will bring together over 200 Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander women, including those who identify as cis, trans and non-binary. into an arena of decision making with a diverse range of private and public stakeholders. The theme, We Are the Change. And with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn there with Deadly Sisters. Stella DeCoste is the Director of Community and Customer Experience at IBA. And on the line, we have Stella. Good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Thanks, Trevor. I'm Stella. I'm a Southern Urundah woman. So all my family are in Central Desert, Alice Springs, down to South Australia, Unadatta. I live on beautiful Ngunnawarnagambri country here in Canberra.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you very much, and big shout to those beautiful footprints. First Nation women gather at National Summit. My sister, as a male, it saddens me to hear that this is the inaugural first summit, national, for our sisters out there. This should have been happening 30, 40, 50-odd years ago, but it's happening, which is fantastic. And look, it's a beautiful platform. Girls can do anything, Stella.
Yes, they can, and they grow to strong women.
Yes. So tell us about this fantastic summit, and open for all women from all industries, young and old.
Yes. So the National Summit, the First Nations Women's Summit, it's led by the our Australian Human Rights Commissioner, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Human Rights Commissioner, the wonderful June Oscar.
Yes.
This has been something that she's been leading for decades, so it's gender justice and equality, and the summit is the second stage of the Waiani Thangani Women's Voices Project, in which the Commissioner has spoken to more than 2,500 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women and girls across our beautiful nation to hear about gender equality, justice, segregation, and what's important to our women and girls in leading change into the future. And so the summit is the next stage of bringing all our women and girls together to create a national plan and to elevate our voices.
Powerful. And look, hats off to Aunty June Oscar, AO. She leads from the front and shoots from the hips, and fantastic. And so the summit is open to all our sisters out there. How do they get in touch in regarding getting tickets for those?
Yeah, so the summit's open to all First Nation women and girls. The first day of the summit is specifically for youth and young people, and they will work on their plan. And registration can be done through either the Australian Human Rights Commission's website, and they'll have a link to the Waiani Thangani Women's Voices Project, or on our website, so iba.gov.au, we have the link up. Very simple form and process. Women can click on and register. There are sponsored delegates positions from the Human Rights Commission.
Yes.
IBA are also sponsoring some delegates to attend through that process. We're focusing on women from remote and regional locations to help them provide access to come in. And there's also opportunity for women that can self-fund themselves to attend the summit, that they can register as well.
So they can come as an individual? They don't have to be part of an organisation or a company or
something? No, not at all.
Fantastic.
Representing their community, their families, their organisations, if that's what they choose. But we really want to see in the Human Rights Commission that the social justice team really want to have that presence of all of our women and girls, as many as they can get into Canberra.
My sister, I'm a strong advocate for all our deadly women out there. We need more women in power, in leader positions, whether it be managers, CEO, chairpersons, whatever case may be. But if you look at that space, our sisters, it's a double whammy, isn't it? The fact that they're a woman, but the fact that they're a black woman. And that stinks, isn't it? Doesn't it?
Yes, it really does. There are so many systemic blockages and barriers to our women exceeding into leadership positions across lots of different sectors. And the barriers, the struggles, I guess, and challenges of how we manage family, community, responsibility, that it does make it challenging. We see some amazing women, though, leading the way in this space. And we just have to look at even just the ministers and senators that we have representing in Parliament at the moment to see how advanced and how strong our women are. And I think at these types of summits and these conversations more broadly, taking that responsibility out into communities to support our women to elevate, and for our girls to see elevated women, to know that this is something they can achieve, these goals, and reach the highest pinnacles, expectations of whatever they want to do, whether it's in education, whether it's in their own community, whether it's in owning a business. We have amazing women in our at IBA now, Strong Women, Strong Business Network, strong community leaders, strong women leading successful, diverse businesses all over Australia.
Yeah. And when you look at it, success breeds success. And this platform creates that space where other sisters get empowered by sisters who are doing their own thing or on a national level or community level. And it is empowering, isn't it?
That's exactly it. We use this term often, you can't be what you can't see. And exactly. We see this, an amazing young, bright young people we see coming through. We've seen it through IBA, through our Futures Forum. I see it in my communities. I see it in my family. Mm-hmm. Their expectations are high of themselves, and because they're set by the women that are leading in their families, their mums, their aunts, their grandmas that are leading and change and reaching high levels themselves. So we can do anything, and our young people can see us do anything as well.
Yes.
We're growing in strength and boldness in that way as well.
Exactly. The fact that this is an inaugural event of First Nation Women Gathering at National Summit, this should be an annual, ongoing thing. Is that the push for it, or where do we go from here? I mean, you're funding to do this.
Yeah, so because it's a human rights commission initiative, I know that from this, Commissioner Oscar wants to develop a national plan for women, and it's in all areas of safety, empowerment, justice and equality. Mm. I know she would love, IBA would love to be able to support something from an annual basis, but this is really just the starting point for what
of
can
course.
Evolve into something more annually as well. And there are amazing First Nation women networks all over the country that will come together that will carry this voice and message. And so I'm sure there'll be opportunity for other similar summits moving forward as well.
I see our first black female Prime Minister coming.
Yes, it has to be.
Watch the space.
There are, yes.
To Deli Stella. Thank you very much for the congratulations. Please do keep in touch. Keep us in mind regarding this vehicle and promoting and what you're doing, and also interviews to our Deadly Sisters who are at the summit. But thank you for the yarn, and we'll talk soon, Stella.
Thank you, Trevor. Thanks for sharing this amazing opportunity. You take care and have a fantastic day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Beautiful yarn. Stella DeCoste, her name is, Director of Community and Customer Experience at IBA, but also leading the way with the First Nations Women Gather at National Summit. It's a new summit, and it'll bring together over 200 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women, including those who identify as CIS, trans and non-binary, into an arena of decision-making with a diverse range of private and public stakeholders. Too deadly. And hats off to Aunty June Oscar, AO, leading the way, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner, at the Australian Human Rights Commission, and notes the importance of forums like this for the First Nations women to be heard and create the action forward. Here. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
When I'm safety tips.
How to be clockwise. 1. Stay 5 meters back from the water. 2. Keep pets away from water edge. 3. Don't clean your fish on boat ramps. 4. Follow the warning signs. 5. Listen to advice from locals. Water safety clockwise tips.
School holiday safety tips.
Hey, what get on your mouth? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Who is this doing this? It's just a funky brother from the Baramish. It's the who's out on the west side doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I bring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gambling thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause I got to grow, I'm barrel boys to feed. And every minute for my family is an hour of need. So what? You can handle the truth. Face my reality, to rely at least. Puff your happy little memories and crush the crown. I'm never bound to the academy. Who wanna come battle me? The native microphone title holder, the Northeast roller coaster. Oh yes, I'm rolling with the punches and I'm holding them back. Black, lyrical lobotomy with a frontal attack. Is irreputable. Black is beautiful. My flow is energetical, aboriginal. Service like medical from the urban original to the outback traditional. YRMC's in control, so you can let them know. Hey, who is this doing this? I'm just a funky brother from the Baramish. It's the who's that on the west side doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I ring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause it's the who's out on the west side doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I bring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause now money ain't nothing for that brother who never had none. So this is not about the wallong. Even though I got the bills to kill, I got the skills to spill. You know I can't stand still. All the way from Barraville to Broadway. Found my thrills, getting it on and doing it my way. Traveling back roads and byways on the town, underground, hip-hop highway. Now by the way, what I mean is what I say is what I eat. Fresh food for the thought, music is my recipe. Like bees to honey, money attracts a lot of clones. Like an original flows, but this is not about the money or the fame. So please forget my name already. Inviting all the mob to the after party with the freshest of the fresh, the dopest, no hocus pocus. Super color brother linguist bringing this explosive. Energetical monster plan, I coach you and your program. It's the who's out on the west side doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I ring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause it's the who's out on the west side doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I bring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gamma thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause been here before, here I come again. Swinging it like a ball, bouncing off a battered ball. With the method to my madness, I will catch it, let it fall. Here's the call, come on, come on. I'm bringing original fat beatback rhymes from the mind of a survivor. Staying alive for more than 40,000 Saturday nights. But don't call me Travolta when I'm on the mic. I shine like the night, on black fella's time. I arrive, rocking it up and locking it down. I'm bringing it tight, alright. I think it's time to like turn down these lights. Turn your lights down low. It's the who's out on the west side doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I bring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gambling thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause it's the who's out on the west side doing his thing and his thing. And this thing that I bring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gambling thing, I'm giving up for real. Cause how does it feel? Cause booty gungo ways on these rhymes, I sleep tight. Many out there like bedbugs trying to bite. But you be needing teeth tougher than Mrs. Marsh to get a bite of my style. Champion radio riders, could not really rock, 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 rock my wild style. Yeah, with just a flick of the wrist, twist of this tongue. I'm throwing off all comers one by one, step by step. By the time I'm done, I'm making everybody run. Come, join the party for your right to fight for freedom.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. You can have your Sabre calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Landcare Australia launches new National First Nations Initiative. That's the inaugural National Custodians of Country Conferences, bringing together traditional owners, First Nation land and sea managers from across Australia, and the new National First Nation Landcare Working Group. Now, at the conference, one of our keynote speakers, our deadly brother from up north here, Victor Stephenson, co-founder of Fire Sticks Alliance, going to have a yarn with him. Very good morning, Victor. How are you, brother?
Yeah, good morning, Tim. How you going, brother?
Yeah, very good. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Vic?
I'm from Tuckalak Country in Cordon area, and so that's where I'm from in far north Queensland. Yeah, and currently working with Fire Sticks, and working with many communities nationally around Indigenous fire management and other things. Yeah.
Look, it's fantastic that the Australian government is launching this. Well, Australia, the Landcare Australia, is launching this fantastic inaugural national conference, First Nations Initiative. We are professors in all fields, aren't we, as black people, 60,000 years. And when we're talking about looking after country, fire is a tool. Just give us a bit of background regarding the Fire Sticks Alliance and you being a co-founder and you're working in this space, please, brother.
Yeah, well, as we've been running the National Indigenous Fire Workshop for about 12 years, the last 12 years, and worked with communities. And, and that's been bringing fire into this nation and understanding, that Indigenous knowledge around fire is crucial to managing our environment into the future. And but time's passed on and we need to be involving everything into this. And not only is fire, an important land management tool, over thousands of years for Aboriginal people, but it's also all the other stuff around the water.
Yes.
The way that the land was harvested, vegetation, the understanding of the soil, the seasons and the trees, but not only around environment, how that also feeds into community well-being and opportunities around education and social enterprise and just basically, cultural identity and well-being. And that's why we're, moving to custodians of country and involving every aspect of, Aboriginal culture and demonstrating those values, and how they fit into the modern world today.
Are you finding that government, if not organisations, national parks, we're talking even fire brigade, firefighters, are they open to the conversation, to what we got at the table?
Look, things have changed a lot, since 33 years ago when we lit up the first fires illegally, up in the north trying to get, some sort of say into managing the land. And, we've seen, a lot of areas around the country that are really getting TOs to burn without any supervision from the Western ways. But we also have other areas that are still got a long way to go. And, and when we look at the overall arching nationally, what this country and the leadership of this country is addressing, Indigenous knowledge into the management of this country, we still have a long way to go there too. So, it's unfortunate, but since those wildfires down south, you would have thought that we would have massive programs and seeing Indigenous people at the round table, making new decisions and managing the land, but we haven't seen any of that yet, and we still got to keep pushing, unfortunately.
Well, exactly, and when you look at the so-called fatalities that happen in so-called fires in this country, if not the world, towns and cities, or mainly towns and community towns, burnt to smithereens, and people lost their houses and businesses, but also people lost their lives. You would think the government would embrace this space, would you not?
Well, that's it, and that's what they're doing. They're not investing in the future. They're not investing in the landscape and a healthy landscape. They're not investing in the next generations and what they're going to inherit into the future. And, all their processes are based on deficit.
Mm-hmm.
And we're losing billions of dollars in every catastrophic event. that feeds billion-dollar industry around, you know, selling all their firefighting equipment and their ways of seeing the world. And, you know, they don't want to involve Indigenous land management because, it's, you know, fixing the problem is not really about buying all their equipment safety and their ways of seeing things. It's really about just using box and matches and getting lots of jobs of people getting back on country looking after it.
Sure,
you know?
Exactly.
But like that said, investment is not there, you know.
Well, exactly. But as I said, we are professors in all industries, and it's sad that the government hasn't opened up their eyes, their heart, their minds in regarding the conversation that need to be had. As Victor Stephenson, you as a co-founder of Forest Sticks Alliance, how many on board as in committee members with the Forest Sticks Alliance, and how do you drive this vehicle, bro?
Yeah, well, we've got about... like in terms of our board, we've got about roughly about six people on the board. You know, we're only a young organisation.
Of course.
We've got almost 30 people employed now within their own country, and all, you know, we have, you know, 98% of that are Indigenous employed. And the way that we run the programs and employment structures of Plastics is employing people in their own country to start building their own capacity within their own people. And, and designed in a way that we're building knowledge and opportunities and partnerships as well to strengthen this into the future. And that's why the Custodians of the Country come about. It was about partnering with Landcare Australia. And, you know, we've also involved NALSMA and other organisations like the Aboriginal Carbon Fund and pulling everyone together to really, let's go this next level. Let's try and get this federally supported. Let's move this into all regions that, you know, boost those regions and allow those communities to host an event like this to be able to help, boost their own programs in the regions and, you know, and to bring some pride back to the regions as well. So
and
I'm really happy.
If you look at it, nothing beats black on black. When you've got a mob working on their own country, that is the best ingredient to looking after country, is it not?
That's right, you know, and that's the memory of the landscape too. The country remembers people looking after it for thousands of years.
Yes.
Putting the right people back is a really important part of that country responding the right way and doing it as close as possible to how people manage that land by walking through gently and no stress and looking after it with the fire, looking after it without the fire as well, and the way that the plants were used and the connection and understanding how our responsibilities as people and custodians of landscapes, you know, that's really important to, you know, the extinction of animals, to improving, you know, our landscapes, and also bringing innovation as well into changing agriculture and, you know, the way that where we build our houses. I mean, you know, there's a lot that traditional knowledge has to offer and, you know, and in this world today, in this day and age, you know, they haven't even started to tap into the opportunity.
Exactly. Yeah. And new National First Nations Initiative, this conference happening on the 25th of August later this year, I believe at Japagai, at Smithfield Japagai building here. Fantastic. But it's open also to, you could say farmers and people living on the land, you know, to learn how to look after their land, so to speak, and get it from the professors of the land, the traditional owners, brother.
That's right. You know, like, as always, you know, Indigenous culture is sharing and caring. And, you know, and when it comes to the Indigenous perspective, we always want to involve everybody, and we care about everybody, and it's not the other way around where we leave people out. And so we have programs that are happening in different parts of the country that are on endangered animal programs, Indigenous-led, and, you know, Indigenous knowledge and agriculture. We're working with farmers in the north here and improving the way that they do their livelihoods instead of destroying land and, you know, and using fire techniques without using bulldozers to knock down trees. And all sorts of great outcomes are coming out of involving Indigenous knowledge. And we want to show that leadership from Indigenous peoples in the forefront and how that benefits the mainstream sector. And that's one of my, you know, biggest goals around this knowledge and around everything is to really demonstrate that value in main sectors and how Aboriginal knowledge can be credited for steering agriculture and better solutions into the future that, you know, create better opportunities for our communities and young people. And like I said, not just in land management, but cooking and health programs, education,
all the above, exactly.
You know, all these things, you know.
And looking after our waterways as well, when we talk about our creeks and our dams, you know.
That's right. Yeah, let's open everything up. And, you know, and you know, the reason I'm thinking this way is because, you know, you just look at fire, what it's done in the last few years, you know, in this nation. It has actually spearheaded Indigenous knowledge into the main arena.
Yeah.
And we're starting to see non-Indigenous people actually starting to listen to Aboriginal people.
Brother, our ancestors are working on the other side, brother.
Yeah, so let's spearhead the rest of it now, and the fire's led the way, so let's open the rest of it up and create more opportunities for everybody, you know? And I think that's what we need to do, you know? Action and get on with... you know, paving the way for the next generation.
Exactly. Brother, this is a deadly yarn in circle, and hats off to Landcare Australia for launching it. It's a great platform, a great yarn. It should be an annual event, but let's start with this, the 25th of August, happening this year. For people who'd like to attend, how do they go about it, brother?
Well, just go to the Landcare website or Plastics website. Very soon there will be ticket sales will be open.
Yes.
And the program is available for people to see. Which is going to be an incredible diversity program. And if you can't get to the actual event, then it will be online as well. But, you know, I really want to say that that we're getting the communities all through this area to host the event. And there's even going to be a field trip day where they go to Mossman, the Walker Brothers on the beach.
Yes.
There could be another 100 centre mana mana doing burning, out to the reef with some of the mob doing Indigenous knowledge on reef. And, you know, even out... to Mullingar to do tourism workshops and really showcase and give the region a chance to showcase nationally on how deadly we are up in the north here.
True that, brother.
And, just, and how Indigenous knowledge is paving the way for innovation, you know, and
brother,
opportunity.
The fire sticks are alive in the 21st century. Too deadly. Thank you for your yarn, my brother. We'll be in touch. I'll probably talk to you closer to the event. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon, Victor.
You there?
Yeah, brother. Yeah.
Chopper?
Yeah, too deadly. That's Victor Stepherson, co-founder of Fire Sticks Alliance. He's one of the speakers at the Landcare Australia launching the inaugural National Custodians of Country Conference, bringing together traditional owners, First Nations land and sea managers from across Australia, and the new National First Nation Landcare Working Group. So, fantastic. A date claimer, 25th of August, you mob, happening here in Cairns at the Japakai office building. At the base of the Coranda Range there, next door to the Skyrol Cable Car Park. So there it is, you mob. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.